Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature Motown artists that had hits in the 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Eddie Kendricks, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Supremes, Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Thelma Houston, and Rare Earth. Well, first up, the only number one hit from Eddie Kendricks, Keep on Truckin'. Well, the voice of Eddie Kendricks had sold millions of records before he attempted a solo career. As he was the tenor voice of the Temptations, Eddie helped them achieve their first hit, The Way You Do the Things You Want to Do, in April of 1964. Well, at first he didn't have much success on his own, and with his first solo album, Kendricks had a new manager and suddenly found his career in high gear. Producer Frank Wilson brought him a scratchy demo of a 7-minute song called Keep on Truckin'. Well, Eddie boasted at the time, "I knew it was a hit because of the title. The old people used to truck when they were dancing, and I knew the trucking industry would embrace the record." Well, just to be sure that happened, the sound of a truck roaring through the highway was strategically mixed into the single. Well, Keep on Truckin' was the highest new entry on the Hot 100 chart for the week of August 25th, 1973. Debuting at number 79, it took 11 weeks to ride to the top. Eddie followed it with Boogie Down, a number two hit in 1974. So here is Eddie with his only number one song, Keep on Truckin', right here on Motown Memories.
is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Floyd.
Motown memory with the Supremes, featuring Gene Terrell, who replaced Diana Ross, and that was Floyd Joy. That was a number 16 tune from 1971. Before that, Glass Night and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, number 9 from 1970. And we started with Keep on Truckin', Part 1, Eddie Kendricks, number 1 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown artists with songs released in the 1970s. Well, coming up, Al Green, an artist who was originally on the High record label, but the Motown Records bought the rights after the songs were originally recorded. Coming up, Let's Stay Together. Well, in the first half of the 1970s, Al Green was America's sexiest soul singer, burning up the charts with many top 10 hits, like You Oughta Be With Me, I'm Still In Love With You, and Look What You've Done To Me. His roots, though, were in gospel music. I was raised on it, he told an interviewer at the time. It was put into my cornbread. I ate it. My mother and my father, they were Baptists. We were raised in church and we sang at home. I was raised on the sound of Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. Well, a personal tragedy struck on October 25th, 1974. Al was taking a shower at his home outside of Memphis when a former girlfriend burst in, poured boiling hot grits over him, and then killed herself with his gun. Al suffered second-degree burns on his back, stomach, and arm. Many credit this incident with Green's ultimate spiritual transformation, but the singer denied it. Here is Al Green, Let's Stay Together, right here on Motown Memories.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory with Marvin Gaye, I Want You, number 15 from 1976. And we started with Al Green, Let's Stay Together, number 1 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown artists with hits in the 1970s. Well, coming up, a number 1 song from Thelma Houston, her only number 1, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, as a child in Mississippi, Thelma used to sit in the balcony of her local movie theater and fantasize about being a Hollywood star when her mother, who picked cotton to support her three daughters, announced the family was moving to California. Thelma knew her dream was going to come true. She was quoted as saying that I always knew I was supposed to be there, to be close to the people I saw every Sunday in the movies. Well, she missed by about 30 miles as her family relocated to Long Beach, California. Thelma finished school, married, had two children, worked in healthcare, and divorced. She joined a gospel group called the Art Reynolds Singers, and after they recorded an album for Capitol and toured the country, she gave serious consideration to a career in movies. She stumbled around in the late 1960s and finally broke her stride in mid-1976. Thelma had released her album, Any Way You Want It, for Motown, and it took off. In an interview at the time, Houston was understandably hard put to explain why it had taken her so long to break through. Before the material was never right or something else wasn't right, she disclaimed, but I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what the problem has been. I don't want to blame anybody. I just know I've been trying as hard as I can. Well, it sure paid off with this number one, right here on Motown Memory. Oh, with a Temptations tune called Get Ready, number 4 from 1970, and we started with Thelma Houston's number 1 from 1976, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've featured Motown artists with top 40 songs from the 1970s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts about future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, where you'll find information on some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.